Okay, good afternoon, members and officers, and thank you for coming along to today's audit committee. We could take, first of all, the apologies.
Yeah, Chair, there's apologies from Councillors Devlin, Gibbons, and Councillor Enright is actively boycotting in protest over the failure to follow up on the energy savings, so he's not an apologies, he's actually boycotting the flip. So he wanted that made known.
Okay, thank you, Sarah, for that update. Members, I'm going to read out the introduction, if I may. I would like to welcome you all to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except for councillors considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, or C for comment. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the chat facility so that we are aware this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Okay, thank you for that. Okay, members, happy to move on to item number two, declarations of interest. Okay, no declarations, members. Okay. Item number three is our action sheet. Members, if I could do, go through it page by page for accuracy. Page one. Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Okay, members, if I could have a proposer and seconder for that item. Members, could I have a... Oh, here we go. A slight delay, members. Sorry for that. Proposed by Councillor Brennan, is it? Thank you very much. Hi, members. We're moving to item number four, and that's the date and start times for future audit committee meetings for 23-24. And Gerard's going to take us through that report. Gerard?
Hi, members. So, in front of you, I'll just have the four dates for the audit committees for 23-24. If members are content to just agree the start time of 2 p.m. For next year's audit committees.
I need a proposal and seconder. Yeah, could I have a proposal and seconder, members? Proposed by Councillor McAteer. Seconded by Councillor Murphy. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, members. Thank you, Gerard. Item number five, members, is the Audit Committee Terms of Reference and Timetable, and I'll ask Gerard to take us through that report.
Thank you, Chair. So, members, in line with best practice, we have to update the Terms of Reference for the Audit Committee annually. So this year, it was compared against the CIPA's best practice document, which is just updated in 2022. So a number of minor amendments were made, and then detailed at Appendix 2 is the timetable for the 23-24 year ahead. So what the standing agenda items are, and then what other reports members can expect to see. For example, audit strategies or report those charged with governance, that will only go to one meeting a year. So if members are content to approve the audit committee terms of reference at Appendix 1 and then the timetable. Just note the timetable at Appendix 2.
Okay, members, any questions? Could I have a proposer and seconder then for those items, please? Proposed by Councillor McAteer. Oh, sorry. Councillor Brennan proposed, is that right, Sarah? Oh, seconded by Councillor Brennan, sorry, my apologies. There's a bit of a flick going on the screen here. Okay, thank you, members. You have to be very quick. Okay, members, item number six is in relation to the Audit Committee self-assessment, and I carry that out. Members who have been on the Audit Committee would be very familiar with this report, and basically a self-assessment checklist went out to all members for comments. And on the basis of that, the draft questionnaire is there, or the finalised questionnaire really, is there with you members for approval. And just very quickly, normally the Audit Committee does stay with the same kind of members each year, which is great. It's very important that we have that consistency from year to year. Hopefully that will continue after the elections. Then the training for any new members coming on board is carried out by the officers. And officers are definitely getting the reports through to the Audit Committee and to the Democratic Services more quickly than in the past, which is great news. So well done to officers for that. And therefore, members, that's just me asking you to approve the contents of the report. Unless you have any questions, I could take a proposer and seconder. Proposed by Councillor Lewis. And seconded by Councillor Murphy. Thank you, members. Moving on to item number seven, the annual assessment of the chairperson's performance. I guess I should declare an interest in that report and ask Gerard to take us through that one. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Chair. So again, members, this is best practice and it's to be completed annually. So myself and Councillor Murphy carried out the NAO checklist on the 28th of March 2023. So it was agreed that Ms. Levin had demonstrated performance aligned to best practice in her carrying out the role of independent chair for our council. It was also agreed that Ms. Levin carried out the role of chairperson very effectively, encouraging full and open discussion at all audit committee meetings. So members are just asked to note the report. Yeah, and for our proposer and seconder, just to note the report.
Proposer, seconder.
Yes, sir. Members, if you could just have a different proposer. Councillor Murphy actually completed the assessment with me, so if you could have another proposer and seconder. So I think Councillor Brennan has proposed, so if you could have a different seconder.
Okay, thank you, Gerard. Members, we'll move then to item number eight, the Corporate Risk Register, and Josephine's going to take us through that report. Thank you, Josephine.
Members, you'll see in the packs, you have a copy of the Corporate Risk Register. As the corporate management team, senior management team, we went through the risks of the organisation, and you can see a summary, I suppose, of the changes. We went through the scores and also the mitigations, the comments of why we have proposed changes to the scores that are there. The report is there, and if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to take them.
Okay, members, I know in the pre-meeting we did have some discussion around the risk register, and I was wondering, would those members like to... Oh yes, Councillor Byrne, if you'd like to come in at this juncture.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Sorry, the trouble changing the screen there. Yeah, I suppose my concerns on the risk register straddle across both of them, both the organisation's risk register and the corporate services one, and it's about sickness absence and also retain talent. I think that's number 6 on the corporate services risk register, and what we're doing to try and better things and improve morale across the organisation, which will actually help us retain talent. I understand that there is a programme, I have it on my notes here, the People Perform Grow programme, just if I can get a wee bit more information on that, because that's one of the measures that has been introduced to recognise the contribution of employees, and that obviously would help to improve morale across the organisation, which I feel is at an all-time low. Also on the sickness absence, I obviously see that the risk score has been revised because of the situation with the trade unions. Is there any information that we can be given as audit members that will assure us that all is being done to try and get a solution to that situation? But also, what measures are put in place to reduce the sickness absence? I'm aware that over COVID, employees were given council equipment so that they could work, operate in a hybrid model and work from home. But I suppose speaking to a number of employees across the organisation myself, I'm getting mixed messages that they're being told that they're not allowed to use that facility that happened working the office. And surely this is a measure that should be brought in by senior management to reduce sickness absence if we have staff members who are able to carry out the work from home rather than just being off on the sick. So if I can get some clarity on the hybrid working model, because as councillors we did believe that there was a hybrid working model in place, and if it's not in place, what other measures are being introduced to reduce sickness absence, and also around that scheme in trying to retain talent and improve morale.
Councillor Byrne, if I take the sickness absence, first of all, we do have policy and procedures in relation to sickness absence and return to work interviews. And we are stressing, you know, across the organisation that those must be carried out on a timely basis, because that's where you find out, you know, I suppose what the issues are and what support can be given to staff returning to work. So we've been monitoring those at senior management level to make sure that those meetings are carried out within, you know, the period of time within the policy, because those are very important. And I think when people have been off, that the right support is given for people returning to the workplace. In relation to agile working, as the, you know, the policy that, as we call it within the council, posts have been designated whether they are, you know, can be sort of carried out remotely. And there is a policy in place. People have been given, you know, equipment to allow that to happen. You maybe have, and I'll not ask you to, today in the audit committee, but, I mean, those posts have all been designated and people are aware that they can work. You know, that's possible to do that post remotely. People are aware of that and that those have been worked through. I'll have to just take that away and see if there are any issues across the organisation, because personally, I'm not aware if there is confusion about if a post is agile or not, because I thought that would have been all worked through. But that's not to say that there isn't, you know, queries in the organisation. In relation to the CR 11, the industrial action, we are meeting through the LRA on Thursday. The entire senior management team are meeting through the LRA to discuss issues with the union, and that's probably the update I can give on that.
Thank you, Josephine. Councillor Byrne, do you want to come back on any of those that you've raised?
Yeah, I suppose the scheme as well, that's one of the objectives that was brought in for retaining talent and acknowledging people who are meeting objectives. Just a wee bit of information around that. And also just a bit of clarity on industrial action. Is there a reason why there's no information can be brought to the audit committee to assure us? Obviously, with that risk score increasing, we'd like all the assurance that we can that a solution will be brought, or there is a solution to be brought on Thursday, or there's a recognition of what the issue is so that a solution can be brought. I mean, just saying that we will meet on Thursday, that's not really adequate to address why the score has increased, and we just have to accept that senior management are meeting on Thursday, and that's it.
Okay. Yes, certainly, Councillor Burns. The first is we call it the PPG, which is the Perform to Grow scheme, where we carry out meetings with our. Apologies, I seem to be having technical problems here. I've got a light that's gone sort of different colour than red. So apologies if you haven't been able to hear me. We have a performance system in the council, which is what you're saying is about the talent management, where we're looking at sort of areas of development, areas of support, objectives, for the various areas. Those meetings are happening at the moment. I've been meeting with my staff, and I know my staff have been meeting with their staff. And that sort of, happens this time of year in March. And then for the new corporate year, we then re-meet and move through that. So those processes are all in place to capture those conversations and to look at where areas for development, across the council. Will I move on? Is any questions on that one, Councillor Byrne, or will I move on to the industrial action?
No, that's okay. Just the industrial action one.
Yes, so at the industrial action, I mean, there has been a ballot for strike and overtime, sort of restrictions, etc. We as senior management are working through that. I think we will know by Thursday. We've asked in writing from the unions exactly what the issue is, and we will respond to that on Thursday whenever we receive it from the unions. We have met as senior management and have worked through a number of issues, and we'll see what's provided to us on Thursday and respond accordingly. The Chief Executive has said that we will keep council members appraised after our meeting on Thursday with the unions and the LRA.
Thank you, Josephine. Councillor Byrne, are you content to move on?
Yeah, content to move on, but just suppose I want to record my disappointment that revising the score, obviously, with the strike action looming. We understand that the strike action will be in place next Monday, but hearing here that we still don't understand what the issue is in order to address it is disappointing. But yeah, happy to move on.
Okay, thank you. Could I bring in Councillor McAteer, who would like to make a comment?
Yeah, and again, it's just in the same vein, Rona, in terms of the sickness and and I suppose our responsibility to look to read forward and to sort of second guess issues that may arise. And just one thing I've noticed that I'm chair of planning, so that we deal quite a lot with planning staff. But I know, like, there's, for example, there's a novel issue there in the admin section. In spite of, I don't know what it's like in Dunpatrick, but in Uri, where staff have left and not been replaced. So putting the existing staff under really extreme pressure. And, you can just see that this is where this is potentially leading to. So that would be of some concern to me. And that small sector that I come to the table with. And I would just say that, again, flexible, in general terms, flexible working should be encouraged. And I'd just like to make sure that management are engaging on a broader spectrum possible with staff, even outside the union framework as well, to gauge people's opinions, because the world has changed dramatically since COVID. People's outlooks and practices and even their well-being, everything has changed. Their outlook on life has changed. So I do think when we look back at sickness levels and potential for sickness, that an organisation should engage as wide as possibly with our staff, in whatever forum is necessary for them to be able to speak in confidence without fear or anything. But I think that the organisation then would benefit. So that's, I'd like to see that brought forward and been instilled, as part of the modus operandi. Thanks, Mia.
Thank you, Councillor McAteer. Director, would you like to come back on that?
Councillor McAteer, back to sort of agile working, I suppose it does depend on the area that people work, but it is encouraged, you know, flexible working in that way is encouraged, but only where it sort of makes sense in the posts that that we're talking about, and there is a policy and procedures in that way. But, you know, I do accept that, you know, COVID and, you know, has made big changes to working practices everywhere, but we have made changes in the council as well. But we just need to keep those under review. Like any good employer, it's really important that we communicate and listen to concerns of staff.
Thank you, Director, for that. Thank you, Councillor McAteer. Are you content, Councillor McAteer, going to come back?
Yeah, well, you know, yes, just on that, I mean, we didn't really, just the section that people aren't being replaced. And that's putting on what I would see unnecessary stress and strain, and with the potential outcomes then for that particular sector of staff, which is very public fronted. You know, the results of admin staff being laid down sick and already depleted numbers could have quite potential serious effects to the service provided. So I'd like to hear comment on that.
Councillor McAteer, well, I'll take that back. It was the planning sector, I think, in particular, that you're concerned
with. Yeah, it was. Yes, that's right.
I'll take that back just as a comment. We do look on a weekly basis as a senior management team on the recruitment that needs to be undertaken by the, you know, throughout the council, throughout all of the directorates. So I'll take that back and raise it our next meeting.
Yeah, thanks, George.
Okay, thank you for that. Members, if there are no further questions in relation to the risk registers in front of us today, if I could have a proposer and seconder for the report on the appendices, please. Councillor Byrne proposed. Thank you. Councillor McAteer second. Thank you, members. Okay, members, that's item number 9. Now we're up to prompt payments, and Gerard's going to take us through this. Thank you, Gerard.
Thank you, Chair. So members, just with the date of the audit committee, we haven't got our year-end statistics. We have to submit our return to the department next week. But you can see at section 2.2, our statistics have been improving throughout the year. And this is really based on our implementation of a new system. So first quarter was 72% of invoices paid within 30 days. Then second quarter, 88%. And then the third quarter was 91%. So the year-end statistics will be presented to the July Audit Committee. So can I just have member or proposer and seconder to note the report? Thanks.
Thank you, Gerard. Proposed by Councillor Murphy. And seconded by Councillor Brennan here in the chamber. Thank you. Thank you, members. Members, items 10 to 19 are deemed to be restricted under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. So could I have a proposer and seconder, members, to go into closed business, please? Proposed by Councillor McAteer, is that right, sir? Or is that the...
Yeah, I can manage half that.
Proposed by Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Brown. Thank you. And if Sarah gives us the nod whenever we're ready to move forward. Thank you, Sarah. Okay. Does that leave us just one? Good to go. Thank you. Thank you, Louise. Thank you, Sarah. Okay, members, item number 10, the update in relation to audit recommendations with the proposal of Councillor Brennan, seconded by Councillor Bosie. It was agreed to note the update in relation to the legacy audit recommendations. Item number 11, the direct award contracts. On the proposal of Councillor Brennan, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note the quarter 4 update in relation to single tender actions. Item number 12, contracts mapping work. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note the update in relation to the procurement action plans for each directorate and to note the request for the report for the September meeting. Item number 13, update re fraud and whistleblowing. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Bosie, it was agreed A, to know the update in relation to fraud and risk, fraud and raising concerns cases, as detailed in Appendix 1. B, to note the risk-based approach to sampling of National Fraud Initiative matches as per NIAO guidelines. And C, to note the progress on actions arising from the NIAO internal fraud risk self-assessment. Item number 14, the ASM summary report. On the proposal of Councillor McAteer, seconded by Councillor Brennan, it was agreed to note the report and also the request for the update report for September 23. Item number 15, 2022-23 annual assurance report on the... Oh yes, that was for 14 through to 19 was Councillor McAteer and Councillor Brennan. Oh yes, and I need to note, thank you, Josephine, that we didn't have quorum for item 14 to 19. Thank you. Just for noting. Thank you, members. Okay, that takes us back to the agenda, members, which leaves us with item 20. Which is the performance improvement objectives 23-24, and Catherine is going to take this report. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you, Chair, and good afternoon, members. This is just to note that the draft performance improvement objectives 23-24 are out for consultation for 8 weeks. We have carried over 3 from 22-23 and have amended 1 objective, and we have developed a new objective for 23-24. Yeah, happy to take any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Catherine. Members, any questions for Catherine? No questions coming through there, Catherine. So could I have a proposer and seconder, members, to note the report? Yeah. Councillor McAteer to propose. Councillor Bowsey to second. Thank you. So, members, that leaves us with 2 circulars, 21 and 22. They're just for noting. I'm sure members don't have any questions on the accounts direction. But I'll take it if there are no questions, members, can we have a proposer and seconder just to note those 2 items? Is that proposed by Councillor McAteer or my and Councillor Bowsey? So, yes, so that, members, brings us to the end of the meeting. And just to say thank you very much, everybody, for coming along, for all the hard work that went into the papers and to the members as well. And safe home to those who have to go home. And for those who are doing other things to enjoy this evening, enjoy. Thank you, members. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Bonnie.